Okay. We're holding on your Chesem et Aleph, four lines from the top. We're in the middle of, we started discussing the issue when our Mishnah says, Yesh neder b'sarich neder, but ein shvur b'sarich shvur. Specifically, the Mishnah had given an example of nedarim involving nezirus, which again, does it mean only nezirus, that's how the Ran holds, or does it include other kinds of nedarim as well? The Rambam actually has an interesting chitta about it. His example of neder b'sarich neder is, for example, that you said that you said I'll bring a korban if I eat this food, and then again you said I'll bring a korban if I eat this food. So then eating it makes you chayev in two korbanos. So that's the Rambam's example of one neder being chal on top of another. Anyway,
is that the halacha?
Well, that's how the Rambam paskins, and when in Shulchan Aruch it also paskins that way. I mean, we don't have korbanos nowadays, so that particular detail is a moot point. But yeah. Anyway, so we have the discussion as far as nezirus. What does it mean when we're saying that one nezirus can be chal on top of another one? Is it only if the second one is not covering exactly the same ground as the first one? So you said harini nazar hayoyim and harini nazar lamacher. Or is it even if they exactly are the same thing? Harini nazar hayoyim, harini nazar hayoyim. So we had Rav Huna saying that it only works if you have one partially overlaps the other one, which actually it ends up being they don't overlap at all, because as a matter of halacha, you finish the first one and only then do you count the second one. But as far as what he actually said, they overlap by X number of days. Or is it Shmuel said that it works even if they completely are the same thing, even if it's Hareini Nazar Hayom, Hareini Nazar Hayom, so it's the same 30-day period. Okay, so we went back and forth trying to disprove Rav Huna. We haven't been able to yet. Masiv Rav Hanuna, so Rav Hanuna says, I have a contradiction to him. A Braisa says, when the Pasuk says about a Nazir Nezir Lahazir, a Nazir Lahazir, Mikan Shan Nezirus Chal Al Nezirus. From this we learn that one Nezirus can be Chal on top of another one. We learned way back near the beginning of the Masechta, we went through the Pesukim over there, why it says Neder, why it says Linder Neder, what to teach us about Yodis, and Nazir Lahazir was either, we talked about that it makes Yodis Nezirus, or the idea that Nezirus Chal Al Nezirus, what we're dealing with over here. And why do we need a pasuk for that? We discussed over there that we had different opinions over there, whether you learn yodis from this or whether you learn it from the hekesh between nedarim and nezirus. Whatever. The point is, we did mention over there the idea that yeah. Okay. So now, why do we need that? Why do we need such a pasuk? Shiyachol, because I would have thought like this. Uma dinu, valo dinu. Shouldn't it be a kavachomer? Uma shivua chamora. Madach shivua is more serious. In what way is it more serious? We'll get to soon. And ein shvur chal al shvur, and yet one shvur cannot be chal on top of another one. Nezirus kala like holshken. You would think then that nezirus, which is a more lenient thing, how much more so that one should not be able to be chal on top of another one, that you can't put him on the hook for both of them. Well, we're assuming that shvur is more serious. We're going to bring a proof soon that indeed it is. Talmud Loma Nazir Lahazir. That's why we need the pasuk Nazir Lahazir mekan shan nezirus chal al nezirus. Which from this we learn that one nezirus can be chal on top of another. So again, according to the Ran, by the way, this means only nezirus, since this is the only thing for which we have the pasuk. It wouldn't apply more generally to nedarim. According to some other rishonim, it seems that once we have the pasuk by nezirus, then we can apply it more broadly to other kinds of nedarim as well.
Nezirus is the
archetype of neder. I mean, an archetype neder, but it is one type of neder. It is one type of neder. Yeah. Okay. So thus far the Braisa. So thus far the Braisa. Now let's analyze it. Rav Hanuna says, "Hey Chidami, what kind? When the Braisa is talking about that nezirus chal on nezirus, what are we talking about? Is it that he said I'll be a nazir today and then he said I'll be a nazir tomorrow? Hakrabaya, do you need a pasuk to tell us that? Obviously, if he declares two nezirus that one of them is not completely the same as the other, and therefore by the second one he's adding at least one day, where you can't add one day, you can only add 30 days." Necessarily, of course, there's going to have to be two nezirus, and we don't need a special pasuk to teach us that. Obviously, it must be talking about where he said two nezirus that cover exactly the same period of time. Vikatani nezirus chal on nezirus, and we're saying that one nezirus is chal on top of another one, which goes against Rav Huna. The answer is no. just like we said yesterday in a couple of the answers, in one of the last answers that we said to explain a Mishnah, not a Mishnah, but I said that we quoted over there, we use a similar answer over here. Hachav Mayaskin and Benchakibel of Shtein Azurus Vavasachas. We're talking about the cases that the Braisa is talking about over here where he declared two Nazirus at the same time. Where he said, Hireini Nazir Shtei Nazirus.
Exactly the same time.
Yeah, not that he said first, okay. I'm a Nazir, and then I'm a Nazir, but rather that he said to begin with, I'm a Nazir for two Nazirus. Which then the Ran asked the question, so then again, what's the Chiddush? Obviously, if he says, I'm a Nazir, two Nazirus, it means that he has to be a Nazir two terms. The point is, the Ran says that if we didn't have the pasuk, you would think that when he says two Nazirus means the length of the term of two Nazirus. He does one long Nazirus of 60 days. So he starts his Nazirus on day one. Day 30 comes, nothing happens. Day 31 comes, nothing happens. He's still continuing in his Nazirus because, as we will learn in a couple months from now in Masechta Nazir, you can declare a Nazirus for however long you want. The minimum is 30 days, but you could declare a Nazirus for your whole life. You could declare a Nazirus for 1,000 years, and it'll be Kal until the end of that time. Here, you might think, if it weren't for the pasuk, that it means that he's declared one Nazirus of 60 days. No, that's the pasuk. Nazir Lahazir is telling us that it's actually two Nazirus of 30 days, and at the end of each one of them, he's going to have to do the separate procedure of finishing his Nazirus, shave his hair, and bring his three karbanos.
That proves weakly, from that example, two Nazirus
But that's the point. Shavuos, it wouldn't be like that. That would be the point. According to Rav Huna, what the point the Braisa is making, that with Nazirus, even though they cover exactly the same period, in practice we don't. In practice we split them out and we say this one starts here, this one starts a month later. But each one is a separate thing of its own, and each one has its separate shaving and its separate karbanos. And as we'll talk about soon, you could be Matzah Neder one of them as opposed to the other. And there's also, and it would also come out Lakula. If it comes out in the middle of the second one, they become Tamei, he's not going to lose the first one because the first one's already over and done with, as opposed to if it was one long Nazirus of 60 days.